Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. It is another hot day in the city. Welcome to summer. It's like, okay, this is what you wanted. You wanted the summer. You wanted to get over the winter, and so now here it is. So we would say good afternoon and early evening to those of you who are able to tune in to the Coach Lalisa Show. You know, I'm still so used to saying that. Well, actually, we've changed our name. And we are now the Lalisa Williams Show. So we're ready to take it to the big screen and start videotaping again for television. So we wanted to make the transition to make it smooth, get people used to the Lalisa Williams Show. So much like, you know, you see the Wendy Williams, so this will be the Lalisa Williams Show. So we are excited, we're happy, we're glad you tuned in. We want to talk to you today. For those of you who are also into the public speaking business, you know, public speaking has been around forever, right? For like the longest time. Think about the many sermons that Moses gave and that Abraham gave and that God gave and that Jesus gave, Paul gave, and Jonathan, everybody, you know. So speaking is certainly nothing new. But to be a great speaker, to be an effective speaker, there are some things that you want to do. There are some very simple things that you can do to make your speaking better. So these are some tips, particularly for those individuals who want to be a paid speaker. There are some things that you want to do. So the first tip that I want to give you speakers is that the first thing you want to do is you certainly want to know what your purpose is for speaking. Why are you giving that particular speech? Once you know what your purpose is for speaking, why you particularly are giving that particular speech, then you can have some peace, some confidence about what you're speaking about. You'll be able to, once you have a purpose for your speech, what it will do is it will center you, okay? That purpose will give you a center. It will allow you to pull things together that will actually make the speech more dynamic. It will make the speech seem more meaningful, more powerful. It will appear more important. So that's one of the tips that I want to give to the speakers. Make sure that you know what your purpose is for you speaking and or for a particular speech. So like for me, for instance, my purpose for speaking is to inform people about being successful in life. Some people speak to inform. Some people speak to persuade. Some people have to speak because it's their business to train people. Okay? Some people are speaking to make sure that people are, again, informed about something, or they're trying to convince people, or they're trying to persuade them. So you got persuasive speeches. You got speeches where you're speaking to inform someone. You got speeches where you're speaking to let people know about a new product or a new service. Sometimes you're speaking to get people's opinions. So know the purpose of your speaking. So again, if you just tuned into the show, we want to absolutely welcome you to the LaLisa Williams Show. As you know, this week I've been talking about speaking. So yesterday I actually had a guest, but then Monday I was also talking about breaking into the business of public speaking. Now, I'm a speaker. I absolutely, out of all the jobs I've ever done, it is my number one job that I love more than anything I've ever done. So if you also, but it's also something that has cost me a lot of money by not knowing what to do. It's cost me a lot of money. It's cost me a lot of gigs by not knowing what to do. And so I want to teach you some of the things that I've learned. So number one, know the purpose of your speech. What kind of speech are you giving? You want to inform somebody. The second thing you want to do, because I said that I was going to actually give you seven tips for speakers. The second thing you want to do is you want to know your audience. You have to know, and I know sometimes people are like, how in the world am I going to know my audience? My audience, let's just say you're like me, you're in New Jersey, and your audience is all the way in California. Or you could be in California, and your audience is all the way in Hawaii. Your audience could be on a boat, on a ship, on a cruise ship. Your audience may be in somewhere over in Europe, in Asia, in India. Your audience could be anywhere. Here's the thing. You have to know your audience because research shows that the better a speaker knows their audience, the better you're able to understand the purpose of what you're speaking about, and you're able to be more successful. Because you want to be successful at your speaking. First of all, if you're doing it for fun, it probably doesn't matter. If you're just doing it as a hobby, you know, you're just doing it for fun, you don't really need this workshop. Or you don't need this information. This is not a workshop. You can actually attend a workshop where I go into much more detail, but we just have a half hour here. But you don't need this. If you're just doing it as a hobby, you're just doing it for fun. But if this is your career, like it is for me, this is how I eat. This is how I pay my mortgage. This is how I pay my, my car note that I don't have yet, but I'm going to get my brand new Mercedes that I'm going to get from my speaking, then you have to really get good at it. You have to be an expert, not just at your topic, but you have to be an expert at speaking. You may be an expert at your topic, but be a lousy speaker. So I'm trying to help you become a great speaker. So number one, you definitely have to know what the purpose of you giving that speech. So whether you're there to inform, whether you're there to persuade, whether you're there to sell, whether you're there to teach, know what the purpose is. Also, you have to know, number two, you have to know your audience. And there are ways to find out who your audience is. But that's the second tip that I want to give to a speaker. You have to know your audience. You have to do your homework. Another tip that I want to give to a speaker, if you want to be successful, you have to be entertaining. Okay, if you want to get paid, I'm telling you stuff that almost nobody would tell you, and I'm giving you this information right now for free, but, it's okay because I had a lot of pain finding these things out. I had to find out the hard way, and I want to help others. I'm a coach also, so I like to help other people achieve greatness. And one of the areas I want to help people achieve greatness is in their public speaking. If you are a public speaking speaker, you want to be successful at it. You want to make a career out of it, like I'm doing. Then this is our craft. We have to sharpen ourselves. And to be a great speaker, you must be entertaining. I don't care who you go and watch. I don't care if it's Tony Robbins, if it's Les Brown, if it's Dr. Wayne Dyer. I don't care if it's any other local speaker you know. I don't care if you go to YouTube, Facebook, MySpace, watch videos, purchase them from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, a college. Wherever you go, great speakers are entertaining. You cannot be standing up there flat, stiff, and boring. You will get the job possibly once because you may have a great portfolio that you put forth, but you won't get hired again. You won't get re-invited back unless you're speaking at a very, very, very dry, scientist, medical type conference. Other than that, but those speakers, a lot of times, they're not really paid because they're doctors and what have you, and they're speaking in their business on the topic of, whatever their career or whatever their profession is. But if you're talking about being a paid speaker, getting paid to speak for a career, a business, you need to be entertaining. That means you have to be lively. You have to be passionate. You have to be funny. You have to be... You have to be able to roll with the punches. You have to be able to bounce a little bit, you see. You have to make people... See, here's the thing. People's attention span is very, very short. So while you're up there, at any second, they can lose interest in what you're saying. So you almost have to be entertaining. I learned this as a college professor, because I have students sometimes and they're sitting there for 3 hours. It is important. It is imperative. It is critical that I have to be entertaining. A lot of professors, they don't know how to do this. Well, anyway, that's a whole nother show. But here I want to give you 7 tips that will help you to become a paid speaker, but also help you to become a better speaker. So I hope this is really helpful to you. If you have a question, feel free, hit your number one key, or type in the chat room and I will answer your question. So far we got you have to have a purpose for your speaking. You have to know why you're speaking. Here's the thing. If you don't know why you're speaking, neither will your audience. Okay, enough said. Plain and simple. Also, we already said that you have to know who your audience is. Again, if your audience doesn't care about what it is you're talking about, you're not going to be successful. They're not going to go away and say, oh, that was great, that was wonderful, I got a lot out of it. Therefore, the person who hired you and brought you in and is paying you, why would they want to bring you back? Okay, so you have to get to know the audience. And then while you're up there, you must be entertaining. Again, when a person is sitting there listening to you, there's a lot of competing thoughts and distractions that could be going on. Person next to them, what have you. But you only have about 30 seconds to capture a person's attention. That first 30 seconds when you take the platform is critical. Okay, that's another tip for successful speakers. Another thing that a speaker needs to do and needs to know, that nervousness needs to be harnessed, it needs to be polished. You need to use your nervousness. Don't just say, well, I'll never be a speaker because I'm too nervous when I'm in front of people. No, what you're going to do is you're going to take that nervousness and you're going to transform it into power. You're going to transform it into passion. You're going to create energy from your nervousness. And therefore, that will make you more entertaining. That will help you to appear to your audience that you're really into it. And enthusiasm is contagious. So when you're enthusiastic, your audience will be enthusiastic. And if you do the other things, know the purpose, know your audience. Another thing that you want to do as a speaker, you want to absolutely make the audience interact with you. Okay, find a way to make the audience interact, whether that's pulling a question, you know, how many of you have done that before? Things like that. How many of you have ever eaten at a five-star restaurant? You know, you get them to raise your hand. How many of you have ever purchased books online? Get them to raise their hand. You know, how many of you have ever had a setback in life? These are ways to involve your audience. Sometimes you might say things like, okay, give the person next to you a high five. And that's another way to involve your audience. But you have to make sure that your audience, you can interact with your audience. Okay? Another thing, so we're going to go over these. So far we have five, working on six. Know your purpose. Is it to inform, to sell? Is it to help people understand something? If it's a work-related conference, that if you're just doing it for a hobby, all those things matter. Make sure you know your audience. Make sure you're entertaining. And definitely make sure you're entertaining, and make sure that you interact, and make sure that you control your nervousness. In other words, use that nervousness to draw passion from you, to make yourself and to make you enthusiastic. Use your nervousness, okay? Definitely don't stand in one spot, but don't pace the floor as if you're waiting for your first delivery of a new child. But definitely move around, go out into the audience. Make sure you have eye contact with your people. And that's another thing, knowing your material. You must know your material, okay? I can't stress that enough. Please hear me loud and clear, speakers. Know your material. Okay, speakers, I'm going to tell you this once. I'm not going to tell you again unless you come to the seminar. Do not get up there in front of me or any audience. Now, when I teach my speech classes, this is what I'm grading people on. Please do not get up there and put your head down and read to me from a set of notes. I do not want to see the top of your head, and neither does any audience person. I want to see your face. I want to look at your eyes, okay? Please don't do that. I don't understand speakers, other than the fact that probably they've never had a seminar on how to speak. They've never, you know, they weren't getting paid for it, so it didn't matter. But if you want to be a paid speaker, you want to be a great speaker, you want to get invited back over and over and over, you're only going to do that if your audience walks away talking about how great it was. And how can people say it was so great if all they saw was the top of your head? How can a person say it was great if you didn't draw them in and cause them to interact, whether it's to turn to the person that's to you and give a high five, or whether you say, okay, go to three people and say this or that. Depending on the time, you have to also consider the time. Sometimes you're, like, for instance, I'll be speaking next week at an event, And I only have 3 minutes, so I'm not going to have a whole lot of time to tell people, okay, partner up with two people and do this, this, or that. So I have to be really strategic in what I'm going to say in 3 minutes. It has to be impactful. You know, I have my purpose. I pretty much know what my audience is. I have to be entertaining. I have to definitely control nervousness. So here's the thing. Nervousness doesn't just go away one day because you've been speaking for so long. It's there forever. But it's like when you get on stage, it's like when you become before the people, you become alive. And then know your material. Practice it ahead of time. Practice all your main points. It was so funny. I used to have all my students, at the end of the class, I would have them do a formal presentation in front of the class. And I would give them instruction on how to speak, what to do, how to manage the audience, all these different things. I would tell them, if you get up there and you just read for some notes, I'm going to give you an F. I don't care how good your topic is. I don't care how important it is. You can get up there and talk about, you know, cancer. I don't care. But that's not the point, okay? The point is to make sure that you are a great speaker. So, therefore, do not get up there and do not read from a stack of notes. Know your material ahead of time. Practice it.
Know your 3 points. Know the 5 examples that you're going to use. And even if you're the type of person that can ad lib and make up a few examples as you go, wonderful, awesome. If you're like a person that is always speaking and you're so used to these points, fine. You know, if you want to practice your speech every single day on random people that, like, say, for instance, you're in ShopRite or Pathmark or Wiggly Piggly or wherever you may live and whatever stores in your neighborhood. If you're in Ohio, you're at Kroger's. If you're in Florida, you're at, you know, Winn-Dixie or whatever. But here's what you do. Practice on the person standing there in the line with you. Sometimes we're in a line for 5-10 minutes, depending on it. You're in Walmart. Practice your speech on the person there. Bring the topic up. Things like that. You know, there's different things that you could do to practice that just fit into your everyday lifestyle. If you have time, definitely you would go before a mirror. You can record yourself. Know your main points. Another suggestion I'm going to throw in for free that's not part of one of my 7 tips for today, but practice, you know, when you speak and you speak into and you record it and you listen back to it, that's a great way, you know, to get your speech down pat and speak on the same topic for a while. You know, when I first got started, I was speaking on these different topics, and now that I look back on it, that wasn't good. The best thing to do is to find you one main topic, whether it's attitude, motivation, fear, success, empowerment, whatever it is, do that. Get it down pat. Speak on it so many times that you already know what your punchlines are, you know what your jokes are, you know when you're going to make the audience interact. And each time you speak, record, like especially if you're, you know, videotaping, you can, even if you don't tape the audience, because in some facilities you can't, you'll still hear them in the background. You'll hear when they laugh. You'll hear when they clap and do certain things. Then you'll know, keep that for the next one, and just continue to build. Well, it took me a long time to learn that, but I want to pass it on to you. So definitely know your material. That's huge, and you have to give the same speech over and over and over. Now, if you practice speaking every day, such as I do, I practice speaking every single day. I take 5 minutes to 5 hours to practice speeches right in my mirror, right in my home, on various topics. Sometimes it's on the topic of release your power. Sometimes it's on the topic of how to market your book, how to sell your book. Sometimes it's on the topic of how to get straight A's in high school or college. But just practicing speeches, then you'll kind of get a flow for the main points, the 5 main points of speaking, and we'll cover that on tomorrow's show. It's Thursday. We have the relationship expert coming on. Thursdays, we have the relationship expert at 7 a.m., and then on Tuesdays here on the show, at 7 a.m. on Tuesdays, we have the author of Sexy at 60. He's also a filmmaker. He's a leader in the community. He's also a public speaking professor, and he teaches public speaking classes as well. Mr. Terry Benjamin, Professor Terry Benjamin, he's awesome. And so some of these strategies that I'm giving you, yes, you will find them in Toastmasters, and yes, you will find them almost on the internet and a lot of different programs. However, I'm giving them to you based on my own experience for the past 15 years or so of what really does work and how I went from. Now, you know how people say, okay, you can go from being a free speaker to a fee speaker. Hello. Everybody starts out as free. For the most part, I talked about that on Monday. Most people do start out as free. But unless, of course, remember what I said on Monday, there are some people who start out as fee. But to give you one more tip that if I could give to a speaker that I see so many speakers do, that will not allow them to become an excellent speaker or become a paid speaker. As a speaker, you definitely, you know, want to know your purpose, know your audience, be entertaining, work your nervousness, translate it into energy. Definitely you want to interact. You want to know the material. And number 7, and this probably goes along with some of the other things, number 7, get rid of the ums and the ahs. Please, get rid of those. So those are my tips as a speaker.
Now, if you go back and if you listen to this show, I want you to go back, listen to it, and count the number of times that I said or ah. I don't have a script. I don't have absolutely, I have absolutely nothing written down. Not that you can see that, but trust me, I have nothing written down. The only thing I have written down are those 7 points, and I have only have those written down because I'm writing them down as I'm telling them to you. Why? Because I'm demonstrating everything that I'm telling you. I already knew what I was going to talk about. I know what my purpose is. My purpose is to make you a better speaker. That's why. That's what I'm informing you about. I'm informing you to be a better speaker. I'm giving you some tips. My audience are people who want to improve their speaking. So I know who my audience is. Now, do I know if you're a coach? Do I know if you're a preacher, a teacher, a college professor? No, I don't know that. But I do know enough to know that anybody who tunes in is someone who is a speaker who wants to improve, or someone who wants to become a speaker and wants to improve. Entertaining. Well, I hope I told a little bit of a joke here or there about some of my experiences. Nervousness is used as energy. I'm pretty sure I sound energetic, at least. And I definitely know I sound passionate because I really only speak about things that I'm passionate about. I try not to speak about things that I'm not passionate about. For instance, I'm passionate about child molestation. I'm passionate about being raped. I'm passionate about dropping out of high school and going back to college. So those are things I can talk about, and I don't have to even worry about my nervousness because I'm passionate about those things naturally. And you'll find that too. Things that you're just naturally passionate about, you don't have to worry about nervousness. It's only when we're really not passionate, when we really don't have any substance in it, it really doesn't move us, will you find all that nervousness? I mean, sometimes nervousness can come when you're too passionate, but that only makes you more passionate, which excites your audience even more. So do things like that. Interact. I could say to you, well, if you agree with what I'm saying, hit your number one key. If you've learned anything on this show today, or if anything on this show today has helped you, hit your number one key now. Things like that. Okay, so it's been a help. You hit your number one key. That's a way to right there is a way for you know, for you to participate. You don't have to worry. You're not on the air until I pick it up, but you can. I'll take it off so you don't have to. You don't have to worry. That way you can. Well, anyway, there we have it. I don't want to hang up on you, that's for sure. But now, here's the other thing. Now, I did say a couple of ums. I did notice that. But typically, that is not what we want to do. So make sure you go back and listen to the show. Or maybe if you've already noticed, you can hit me up on Facebook. You can make a comment there. I welcome it. Definitely get rid of the ums and the ahs. They do not fit in a public speaker who is getting paid life. If you're speaking for free, you can do all the ums and ahs you want. But if you are a paid speaker, you must get rid of the ums and ahs. I am not going to pay you to come in and speak to hear 50% of the time that you're speaking to hear no, I'm not going to do that. So make sure you practice on getting rid of those. And if you're a part of Toastmasters International, they have a nice little way of doing that. If you're not, if you're in the New Jersey area, you can join our Toastmasters Club that we are starting over in Elizabeth, New Jersey, at the PSUI Training Institute. If you want to be a part of our Toastmasters class, we'll teach you how to get rid of the ums and ahs. If you would just like to, if say you have to go and speak quickly, you want to become a speaker, you already have your book, you want to get yourself launched, you can attend my speaking class, how to become a public speaker, how to break into speaking, become an exceptional speaker. And in that class, I will teach you some of the things we just talked about. I'll teach you some of the 14 essentials of great, every great speaker does these 14 things. I will teach you tools how to craft your signature speech, that one main speech. I also will show you warning, follow these signs to avoid the endangered speech list. strategies for gaining confidence in your speaking, how to create a speaker brand and how to position yourself, and other and some free teleseminars for you for just $99. So you can, again, you can hit me up on Facebook. I will be glad to talk with you, or you can inbox me on Facebook, either way. But hopefully we want you to be a successful speaker. We will be talking more about this. So don't forget to tune back in Friday, more on how to be a great speaker. So this has been speaker, author, coach, trainer, Lalisa J. Williams. And I want you to have a dynamic, awesome, awesome day. It's hot out there, so make sure you stay cool.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show could be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
I'm going to turn it on. We have, when I came in the house,